And now for Root Source, a segment about the origins of words you've always wondered about.
I think it's an unusual word, ulk.
It probably came from someone that was really angry and just made a random burst of sounds, and that was what applied.
Definitely not from China.
The 15th century brought us the invention of the printing press and the parachute, contraptions that were tedious, took time to master, and led to the invention of the word irk.
I actually don't know what that means.
The simple three-letter word means to make weary, irritated, or bored. Ever felt irked by homework and classes? Well, it's no surprise it comes from the Old Norse word irkja, meaning to work. The word may have come up in your high school English class while reading To Kill a Mockingbird, but you probably didn't hear it much after that.
I don't think I've ever used it.
I do not use that word every day, no.
During the 20th century, people started opting for words like annoyed or bothered to express their feelings. It's an SAT vocab word, and the very fact that people aren't using this word more frequently is a little irking.